The bracelet was just a plain black thing nobody would really think twice about. She probably could have made something like it herself, just a band of braided leather, smooth and unadorned. As it happened, she hadn't made this one. It was a souvenir from a certain long weekend where the two of them had talked seriously about trust and they had tried some special new games. Since then, wearing it was a sign that she was completely offering anything he might want, without reservation. He would have permission to take advantage of her or her body, to ask or demand or just take. And no, she would happily give with no rejections. In her mind, it was sexier than any piece of gold or jewelry she might own. She fished the bracelet out of her nightstand drawer and slipped it onto her wrist before quietly sliding back into bed. Her hand snaked across him and came to rest on his chest, where she could faintly feel his heart beating through his shirt. Soon enough, his breathing changed. At first, she still didn't move, waiting as he stirred and opened his eyes. His hand closed around hers and squeezed. They looked at each other and smiled. As his hand started to drop, he felt the strip of leather and froze. His eyes widened right away. He fuzzily turned toward her, giving an, "Are you sure?" look with raised eyebrows. Then glanced down again toward the band around her wrist. She met his gaze and gave him a happy smile. "Yes," she whispered, surprised that she still got a faint tingle of nervous excitement from saying it. She stared straight into his eyes and quietly laughed as she saw his sleepiness fall away. Today, all day. His delighted look sent a warm rush through her chest. She blushed to imagine the gears already turning in his head. His hand kept idly rubbing hers while he considered. She simply lay still and breathed him in, patiently waiting. And soon he started moving her hand downward to his waist. She took the hint and started lightly rubbing against the front of his boxers until she could feel the hardness growing underneath, and then reached under the waistband to grab him and start stroking. He gave a happy sigh and moved his hand up to rub at her chest over her shirt. They exchanged soft, slow kisses until it became clear he was getting impatient for more. His other hand slid behind her neck, wove into her hair, then began nudging her head downward. She gave a naughty moan and slid into position, settling comfortably onto her stomach, facing toward the foot of the bed. Although she liked to act matter-of-fact about the task, it was always a satisfying thrill to hear him groan when her mouth first slid over his cock. His hands drifted over her, stroking her back, squeezing her ass, running through her hair, often wandering underneath to play with a breast. She followed his pace and took her time letting his pleasure build. For 10 minutes, then 15, rustling fabric and soft, wet sounds were the only things to be heard, only punctuated when his breathing got heavy. She patiently bobbed her head, swirled her tongue, stroked and licked until he started gasping and gave a warning groan. She moaned as he stiffened up and filled her mouth, eagerly took each salty, sweet gulp, then skillfully finished cleaning him up. He let her lick for another minute before gathering a handful of hair and gently pulling her back up. She got in a last parting suck before her mouth left him with a soft pop. She licked her lips and laughed, trying not to sound too smug, and almost succeeding. He gave her a big smile and a deep stare with a promise of more as they got out of bed. The morning moved along at the usual Saturday pace. He had her take extra time, soaping him all over in the shower, then gave an even more thorough scrubbing in return that left every inch of her body warm and tingling. After they dried off, he bent her over the sink and slid into her, taking a few leisurely strokes as they smiled at each other in the mirror. When they reached the kitchen, he walked up behind her to idly massage her breasts while the coffee brewed, one hand over her shirt and one underneath, until it was ready to pour. They each wandered off after breakfast, but not before he stopped to give her a little fingering in the hallway, barely a minute, not enough to bring her close to coming, just a tempting tease before he withdrew his hand and trotted off. They drifted in and out of each other's orbits throughout the day while moving around the house, each taking care of their own things. Not much more than an hour would go by without him coming around for at least a quick moment of playtime. While she sat on the couch with her phone, he walked over and unzipped, lightly sliding into her mouth as she tapped and scrolled. An encounter passing each other on the stairs led to him briefly pounding into her on her back on the landing, their legs in a messy jumble of half-pulled-down pants. While she sat at her computer desk after lunch, he wandered in to kiss her neck and reached down her shirt to play with her nipples until she shivered. The afternoon included a trip out to run some errands, which meant a chance to pull over along a deserted road for a 5-minute suck. The tingling excitement lingered throughout the day, building up in her muscles each time and then gradually easing off until he found her again. It felt like a good time for a catnap after they got back home. She was feeling almost keyed up enough to take care of herself first, but decided to wait and enjoy the anticipation of whatever was coming. She woke up to feel his warm arm around her and his body cozily snug against her back. Once she came awake and stretched, he smoothly pulled down her panties and eased into her for a few slow thrusts from behind. His hand raised goosebumps as it glided beneath her shirt and along her side. Before she knew it, he was pulling out again and rolling over to get out of bed. It seemed like he would disappear without a word until he turned back to say one thing on his way out of the room. No more clothes tonight. He'd been busy while she was dozing. Dinner was simmering on the stove when she made it down to the kitchen. She stepped in to help him set out plates and pour some wine. On the way back to the kitchen, he suddenly stopped in a doorway to turn and push her back against the frame. His mouth found her neck. She couldn't help a small moan as he kissed farther down her chest, then gave each of her breasts a minute's worth of soft squeezing and licking before walking off once again. Dinner itself was a breezy time as they chatted about normal, small things. Part of her mind insisted on not acting unusual, even when she would remember they were naked, or notice his eyes wandering, or reach for her glass and see the bracelet on her wrist. It lasted until everything was cleared and taken to the kitchen. His hands drifted all over her back as she rinsed the dishes and loaded the washer, one of them eventually drifting between her legs to slide a finger in while she worked. Once it was done, he backed her against the counter, then swiftly knelt down to move in and lick her cunt. She braced her hands on the counter, threw her head back, and gave a long, low moan from somewhere deep in her chest as his tongue roamed up and down her lips. When he pulled away, it almost became a groaning cry before she bit it down and followed him to the couch. What do you think? Mystery? Comedy? Somehow, his everyday chattiness was half tantalizing and half aggravating. Choosing something to watch was quick and easy. They settled on a favorite sitcom familiar enough not to require very much attention. She turned toward her usual side of the couch on her way to sit down, but a grab at her hips brought her up short. First, he pulled her onto his lap to ride him while his tongue and teeth teased her nipples. Once her thrusts got too hard, he again stopped her and picked up the remote to start the show. The next couple of hours kept her in a tingly sort of limbo. At times, it felt almost like any cozy night in, except for the lack of clothes and the lusty tension in her belly that never went away. After each episode ended, he would calmly position her for a little more brief, unhurried fucking before going back to start the next. One time, setting her in his lap, facing away from him. The next time, pushing her onto her back and climbing on top. Once, bending her over the armrest for a few more easy strokes from behind. A buzz of lust continually ran through her, keeping her at a steady, slow burn without taking her too much further. It became harder and harder to keep herself under control, but she kept it together until he finally took her hand and walked her back to the bedroom. She was ready to jump on him and take him any way he asked. He pushed her back onto the bed, spread her legs, and began devouring her. His lips and tongue fastened on her clit while one hand reached back up to her breasts. This time she couldn't hold back the cries. The day's worth of bottled tension let loose, then disappeared in a hot rush that spread through her whole body. She sprawled out, limbs weak and laughing helplessly. Seeing the grin on his face gave her more energy to go on. Once she caught her breath, he pulled her on top to straddle him and ride. There was no more holding back. He thrust up into her to match each bounce. His hands were everywhere, gripping her hips like a vise, expertly teasing her nipples, digging into her back enough to leave red fingernail marks. They bucked and groaned until he arched his back and came in a hard, shattering finish. She eased off him and slid down onto her side, settling her head onto his chest as their panting gradually tapered off. The pounding heartbeat in her ears gradually slowed to a steady thump, almost threatening to lull her to sleep before she knew it. She eventually turned to kiss his neck and glance up at his face to make sure he felt as happy as she did. "So," she began, and then trailed off. He simply looked back patiently, smiling, waiting. "So, today, good, right? You got everything you wanted?" He chuckled and squeezed her. "Oh, yes," he sighed. "Yes, I did. It was great. Completely. But," he suddenly hesitated, "what about you? Is there something you want?" "Well," she wasn't sure what to say. "I don't know. Don't worry about me. Today is about you. I'm here to please you." He smiled and shook his head. "Oh, you did. Sure, but that's only today. There's also tomorrow. Are there things you want? What do you need?" She looked confused and shook her head. "What? What do you mean?" She trailed off as he reached for her hand. Giving her a steady stare, he slowly tugged off the bracelet and then slipped it over his own wrist. He turned his hand back and forth and eyed the familiar band in its odd new place. "Well," he said, and raised an eyebrow at her. Then think about it. Tomorrow.